You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The project was easy. I was in and out 4 to 5 hours. I was awake the entire time. You get to pick a movie. I watched Braveheart, veteran move, long movie, fight scenes, right up my alley. Didn't even know I was having it done. Dr. Leonard's staff made the whole process super comfortable, easy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free consultation with my hair doctor, Dr. Robert Leonard. Tell him Dave Portnoy his great head of hair sent you.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey sports station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by
Gillette, Cross Insurance, Pepsi, Northeast Men's Health, John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Northeastern Savings Bank, Town Fair Tire, and Drains by James.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I don't know, other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here, so.
Are you suggesting suggestions?
Those are hard. I would say that those are hard.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
We've always had a situation where we spend to the cap.
That's cap. You know, we used to just pound each other all day long.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I never said he was soft. Yeah. I think he's as hard as they come. This is the way of the times.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis.
You hate us because you're anus. And say that. Hate us because you're anus.
And Shime.
Give it to me. Just send it right down my gullet.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning on a Patriots, well, almost a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. I guess it's not really officially a Patriots Monday
until a down that counts has been played. But we are here this morning, and we will be joined in about a half an hour by Mike Vrabel on a Mic'd Up Monday or Mike in the Morning or whatever you want to call it.
You said it when you walked in here this morning. It doesn't feel like 7 months have passed since we were back in, what do you call it, the bowels of Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
As you get older, time just goes by so quick. Feels like we were just here with Gerard. We were with Vrabel after Gerard once, but it's nice to be back. It feels like football is back.
Well, I mean, wait. The last week and a half here, or nearly 2 weeks, is going to drive me crazy, but there will be a game played in a week from Sunday that matters, and we got a lot to talk to Mike Vrabel about. The man was the walkout with my guy Morgan Wallen here on Friday night. Did a pretty good job, I think. Maybe not as good as Gronk did on Saturday night, but there's a lot to ask him about when we get Mike Vrabel in here in about a half an hour.
I wasn't in attendance. Of course you were. It sounded like the crowd really got excited when they saw that it was Mike Vrabel, so that's good.
I mean, interesting show. The guy has, Morgan Wallen has hit after hit after hit, but he did not go on. And this is probably an old man thing, but I'm going to say it. Did not go on until 9:45 on Friday night.
What time did you get here?
Wow. I didn't leave the city until 5 o'clock. It took 2 hours to get here.
Damn.
But we somehow got out, left before the encore, and then somehow were able to get an Uber and get back. People were here. On Saturday night, I saw people on social media that were still in traffic at 2:45 in the morning.
No.
After that show. But
you know what's crazy is, A, people thought we should host the Olympics. and B, it's not like there has been an absence of huge events in this city for the last 20 years. And we can't figure it out.
But it's really here because of the one road in and the one road out thing.
We took the train in 2012 after the AFC Championship. It drops you right at South Station. What would most major American cities have waiting for you when you arrive at a train station?
Free food.
A way to get a cab or an Uber said place to your home. There was nothing. People were walking in like 5 below weather. We should have a way of figuring this out.
Yeah. But 9:45, like, that's just egregious.
It is. Did he seem sober when he came on?
I think he was sober. He's got an unbelievable catalog, and he has hit song after hit song. But he's not, in my mind, really an entertainer. Like, he doesn't say anything. He just goes out, plays the song, and then goes, "Thank you." Like that.
Dance.
There were fireworks. Oh, okay. But he doesn't really. He doesn't talk. Like, he doesn't.
You want to hear him like Bruce Springsteen talk about organic vegetables?
I want to kind of hear I want to see a show. Like, I want to get inside the mind of the artist.
I don't think there's much in there.
Well,
see an artist in your home place, you want to feel connected to them. So you love when you hear I know the Jonas Brothers were at Fenway this weekend as well, and people said that they they loved Boston.
All right.
And they made it very personal. It seems like Morgan Wallen doesn't do that.
No, I feel like it's the same show wherever you go and see it, and that's fine. And he's got, again, the guy's got hit after hit after hit.
Does he do like a bunch of outfit changes, or is he just one?
No. Same. He might rip off a shirt and have some kind of a white T-shirt underneath.
So it seems like a country show is more like a hip hop show where they just do their songs.
Wiggy, you don't need to stereotype all country shows. This is just one guy. I mean, he's not dancing like Chris Brown will be tonight. Ooh. If that's what you're asking.
Well, that's
about.
What I mean. So, I mean, most if you go to a hip hop show, they don't really do dancing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like it's more I, like a,
Chris Brown certainly does dancing.
Yeah, but Chris Brown is more of like R&B is not really considered.
If he
hip-hop.
Does Take You Down tonight, will you take a video and send it to me, please?
I'll try to get as many videos as
Thank
I
you.
Can.
Just that one.
I like to enjoy the show. I'm not one of those people who will video.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see people go to concerts and they're like just nonstop video.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy the show and see it, not have to watch it through my phone.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. What's on your mind when it comes to Vrabel? Like, what do you want to leave this interview today with an answer to?
I have a full list of questions specifically about one person, Elliot Wolf.
Okay.
I am the 2024 draft is
the worst draft in my lifetime. And it's not even been a year.
Other than
a little over a year.
After tomorrow, other than Drake May, there may be no one selected in that draft on this football team.
But even Drake May is, like I said it last week, James could have picked Drake May. There isn't a person that is breathing that wouldn't have picked Drake May. You needed a quarterback. The two other guys that were slotted close to him went 1 and 2, and you got Drake May at 3. Great. You know, you didn't poop your pants and forget to hand the pick in, but that pick was a no-brainer.
Right. There was no decision that needed to be made.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all the other picks that they had to decide, they failed miserably. There may not be a single person from that draft class on their opening day roster.
Which does, it is depressing as a fan because it sets your organization back. Like, you're a year behind if you end up with none of those guys making your football team, essentially, or being valuable for you, you know?
Right, and it's not like the drafts prior were any good. The final drafts of the end of the Belichick reign were not great. So you now have a roster that is, you know, bereft of a middle class of any real discernible note. And then you have this team this year. And I'm just curious about, like, in what way does it benefit Mike Vrabel to have Elliott Wolf announce to the world they'll trade a first or a second round pick for talent?
That's interesting to me for Vrabel. Like, that's the thing that I want to hear from him talk about. Like, you clearly need help on this football team, certain positions. You're willing to give up a first and second round draft pick. Are you picking up the phone? Are you having real conversations with Cincinnati, Washington, Dallas? Or where are you going when it comes to that?
If Elliott Wolf is the GM and is suggesting that he's willing to give up whatever he needs to give up, then I would expect that there's a deal that gets done. But it doesn't seem like there's going to be. I mean, I don't know.
Elliott Wolf saying that would be like Eamon doing the wine order on a night that you take us out. Like, he's not buying.
Yeah.
Neither am I. And you are the one, as the person at the head of the table that set up the night, unless you offer it to someone else, you're going to pick the red wine for the table that's not going to be something you don't want to pay for. Elliott Wolf is at the kids' table, and he thinks he's ordering the catering for the whole company.
But don't you think Kraft's made him think that? Like,
why would Mike Vrabel take this job then?
Right.
Well, if Elliott Wolf was in all the conversations while they were interviewing Mike Vrabel, Mike Vrabel had to be aware that Elliott Wolf had some type of status when it came to the Krafts. If you're at that table interviewing the next head coach, you've got to be aware that he is going to be here and he's going to make some decisions. I also think that when you think back to the 2024 class, now put yourself in Gerard Mayo's shoes. Mm-hmm. When that draft class is picked, you're Gerard Mayo, you're a first time head coach, and you're looking at this like, all right, I've got Drake May. The rest, this is what I've got. Now it looks even worse.
Right, the one guy they hit on, they wouldn't let him play.
Yes, like it's so crazy when you think back to 2024.
Well, I think when you look at the draft, and we've done this with Belichick before in the years past, it's more about the position you picked, right? Because the player is always a roll of the dice, right? You, no matter what it is, you're always rolling the dice, unless you're in the top five, and then you're trying to figure out, okay, who could be a franchise changer for us. So Elliott Wolf, last year, they draft a wide receiver in the second round. We're all excited about that, the position we want. They got their quarterback. Now, unfortunately, the player that you drafted, you know, figure out he's now hurt and going to IR. And, Mike's probably still, you know, turning over boxes looking for the rat. But you drafted the right position but the wrong guy. Then it comes down to, okay, who was the guy in the room saying, let's take him?
Well, I want to find out if the rat problem has been solved.
Yes.
when we talk to Mike Vrabel. I mean,
all day
yesterday there were on the social medias, there was a lot of information about them shopping Kyle Duggar, and is that coming internally from here? And if so, what's the value there? Or I don't think that would be other teams that are throwing it out there that they're trying to offload that deal and that player. So I don't know.
That strikes me as another rat in the organization, or maybe the same one, and they haven't gotten rid of him yet.
Yeah.
But it's just such a Vrabel had options. And to sit here today and look at this roster and look at the draft class and look at the guy that should be beneath you talking to the media and not keeping a lid on the football operations department, it's not a great start in terms of that frame of where he would like to begin.
But I'm with though. But Vrabel's not taking this job if he doesn't have juice. Like it's Mike Vrabel. Let's be honest. It's not like it's Gerard Mayo. The guy Mike Vrabel was very successful with the Tennessee Titans. Like he is a successful.
He's a coach of the year.
Head coach in the National Football League. He is not a first time coach. He's not a guy who's taking a job without juice. It's no different than Jim Harbaugh and with the Chargers. When you're that status or you're that type of coach, you have some juice. So I just don't know.
And especially because he left Tennessee because he didn't have the juice.
Bingo.
And so he came here. One would think that the number one prerequisite would be that he has final say.
Right. He wanted to keep A.J. Brown. They didn't. So there's no – there has to be – and I know he's going to sit there and tell us, oh, it's all good. We work well together. But there's got to be some bumping of heads when it comes to him and Elliott Wolf because you bring your own guy in. You bring your boy, what's his name?
Stretch.
Stretch. You bring him in to help you when it comes to personnel. So there's clearly got to be some type of friction there. We've seen it with the Red Sox for the past couple of years with Cora and the people that they have above him. When you're a successful coach, there's got to be some friction when it's not your guy who has another voice in the room.
Well, it's, what is it, 13 sleeps, 12 sleeps until meaningful football is played?
I'm not leaving my car. I'm going to sleep here.
And we are at Gillette Stadium, and Mike Vrabel will join us in just about a half an hour, actually less than that, 15 minutes or so at 6:30.
Thank you.
I don't know how you, of all people, Curtis, are not repping your beloved Boston Red Sox. Oh. Where's the Bo Sox red or the Bo Sox green after this weekend?
I got this in the mail. I wish I could say I got it for free. This is the Wells Crowther Red Bandana BC hoodie. Red Vanley is the new hot sweatshirt, no longer Roebuck, whatever the hell it is. But
I like it. But it's nice. I mean, Red Sox take 3 out of 4 over the weekend. Ooh. And
electric.
They certainly have the Yankees number.
They sure do.
This season. So
8-2 against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. This team, as you wake up, you have no idea what they're going to be. But
you know who Dustin May is, though? Dustin May, not the guy.
Yeah, no, he's not the
guy. He's not the guy.
He's not. I mean, the meaningful May is.
Santo's like yelling at the TV. I'm like, all right, they can't hear you.
Meaningful May around here will be on this afternoon on the afternoon show. But,
right, yeah. It was a great weekend. I didn't hear from the same folks that have been peppering me with BS after May's last two starts. They disappeared last night. But great weekend. Went 3 out of 4. Massive success. The Yankees are... I'm shocked Aaron Boone is still the manager. I thought on Saturday night they would have canned his ass.
Amen, brother.
I think it's probably end of season, right?
Yeah.
But
why not? Because they're still a playoff contender. I don't think they want to potentially rock the boat in that area. And I think with the Dustin May thing, isn't it really about, well, going into the postseason? I mean, I know you want him to pitch well, but it's really about Giolito, Crochet, Bayo. Those are your three guys. That's what you want. If you can go into the postseason with them pitching the way that they need to be pitching, and then you figured out those other areas. But, I mean, we were all saying a split would be fine, and, it was looking like a sweep until they basically said, hey, we'll give you guys one off of GP.
Yeah. All right, lots to talk about on today's show from Gillette Stadium, and that includes our leads, which I imagine we will probably get to after Mike Vrabel is on the show at 6:30 this morning, and then they said it after that, and we will definitely discuss what Jaylen Brown said about Jason Tatum's fresh cut, which was on display over the weekend.
Shocking.
A little different.
Yep.
And what Bill Belichick said, I assume with Jordan's approval, on how this season behind the scenes will be documented. So interesting social media post from Jordan Hudson after Bill made that announcement, essentially taking credit for taking their project to another network. I guess she's responsible for everything that happens.
That is her role.
That is her role under Belichick Productions. Right. Where
don't
so
say
she,
you got that right. Can you, under Belichick.
Can you not say under Belichick?
Sorry. Not the promo that I would have used.
Also, he's older, probably over.
That's true.
I would assume he's the bottom.
Well, you never know. He works out.
He works out.
He looks like he has good.
Yeah, he's got a B cup.
What's her role? What is it?
I believe she's like head of Belichick Productions.
Where is his family? Can we please save this man from himself?
They're at UNC.
Oh my God. Like this person who is, she literally called a podcast that nobody's ever heard of, yelled at the two hosts, and made herself a moron for a week. If your job is to be public relations for someone, you should probably handle your own a little better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, that will happen during They Said It This Morning News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 and Hill Notes at about 9:20. And you can leave one of those at any point this morning. It was a little foggy down here. Is that everywhere, Curtis?
Just low-lying areas. The valleys are the ones that really get nailed by the fog.
Spooky. Was like on Route 1, the visibility was not good this morning.
Terrible.
So if you're heading out and about, you may have to deal with that this morning, and Curtis will update you on the weather coming up on the show. If you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, and you can leave that Hill Note voice note for us on the Odyssey app at any time this morning. And the Odyssey app is another way in which you can listen to this radio station if for some reason you cannot listen on the radio. So download the Odyssey app, listen to us from wherever you happen to be, any time of the day or night that you want to listen. And you can also watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And hello and good morning to those of you who are already up and watching. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're thinking diamond, or you're thinking of a timepiece, or a gift that will last forever, go and see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And here to get us started this morning is Courtney with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Well, yes, the Red Sox dropped their last in the Bronx, just missing the sweep of the Yankees. 7-2 was the final last night. Dustin May went 4 1/3, giving up 5 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. But taking 3 out of 4 games on the road, pretty good. The Sox now up a half a game on the Yankees in the AL East. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
How many back of the Blue Jays are they, Curtis, this morning?
Five, I believe.
Can you catch them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what is Vladdy G, is he out? Is he hurt?
I will find an update on that.
All right.
My mind's right now on the path.
I think you get, what, 3 or 4 at the end of
the end of the season with them.
Yeah, so that's going to really be where you're going to make up ground if you are going to catch them. Yeah. Because right now they've been in that 5-6 games, and Toronto's playing well enough where they're not giving up enough ground. So I think that's what they expect is going to be close enough to Toronto when we play them, because that's where we'll be able to make up the ground to try to win the division.
The guys now in Baltimore to take on the Orioles tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. And when they return from Baltimore, Alex Cora has hinted that they could be getting 3 guys back. Rob Refsnyder, Willier Abreu, and Justin Slayton all look to be coming back this week. The Pats took another hit to their 2024 draft class as Layden Robinson has been waived due to injury. And I don't know if Shime bet this weekend, but Tommy Fleetwood won the FedEx Cup, picking up his first PGA Tour victory yesterday after posting a 2-under 68 to finish 18-under in the Tour Championship.
Shocking moment.
Finally won one.
Yep.
He did, but shocking. So Scheffler birdied, I think it was 14, to get within 2 strokes. And it was like a 15-footer. It was the hardest hole in the course. He birdies it. The next hole is a par 3, I think. And he hit it in the water. It was like, that was a Tiger moment for me, because I was like, I was just wondering how he was going to win it.
Yeah.
And when he hit it in the water, I was absolutely shocked and mortified. But
did he then go and drop on the green like Scheim did at Granite Lakes during the match?
Point of entry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Point of entry. Scheim was at, like, Scheim's ball was in Milton.
Yeah.
Or in
Canton.
It's
a different hole.
And he somehow dropped it in the fairway. Yeah. Remember that? Remember
I never dropped in the fairway, Greg.
Yeah, you were fairway. You were
I love
fairway
how you just. I know I played terrible, but I love how you now just like make stuff up.
Well, it was recorded.
I mean,
should really test your memory some more, old man.
Like, literally, you blasted that thing into oblivion, like five fairways over, and then suddenly. And
if I could hit a ball fairways far, I'd be pretty impressed.
You looked for it for 30 seconds. And then suddenly you're standing at the top of the ridge, right, like on the edge of the fairway. And
there were like five people looking for it for like 5 minutes.
I guess this is, I guess I drop here.
Logan had to do a change of their FAA with their flight path.
Yeah, that's it. A Titleist one, right?
But the best part, though, that we haven't mentioned was when Scheim got on the green finally a half hour later and he was telling you that you were lying about how many shots you had taken.
Yes,
I never said that. Right.
Well, yes, I think
you
did.
You guys.
Nope, you guys. I love how you guys love to make stuff up.
Okay.
What did you shoot at Leo Martin this weekend? 76?
Greg, I don't play at the worst course in the United States. All right, thank you.
Did you play? Did I see you were playing at Treehouse?
Yeah, quick nine at Treehouse on a Sunday morning.
How'd you do?
Fine. Shot a 41.
Oh,
it was fun.
Okay. Anybody believe that?
No.
I mean, believe what you want, Greg. This is the second time in a row. Next time, I'm just going to tell you I shot a 9, like I'm Kim Jong-un. Don't believe that either.
What is it, a par 36?
33. It's just a 9-hole course.
That time, that's the perfect time for that's cap drop.
Yes, that's great.
Not
that's
cap. Great. Believe what you want.
All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Coming up, we'll be joined here at Gillette Stadium by Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, on a Mic'd Up Monday at WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are at Gillette Stadium awaiting the arrival of the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel. He will join us momentarily. And we're Patriots Monday forward a little bit, so you'll get Drake May this afternoon. Our full lineup when it comes to in-season guests won't start until September 8th, so day after the season opener, but we will have Boomer Esiason back on the show, and all of our normal guests will be back on the program. What happened? What
did he do? You.
What was Wiggy? Was he looking? Was he staring you down? Oh, he's staring you down.
In the hot seat,
coach.
He's in the hot seat.
The coach is here. Mike Vrabel is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC.
How's your drain flowing, Wiggy?
My drain's flowing good. Good. Yeah.
How's yours?
Good.
I gotta tell you,
strong to quite strong.
I was here Friday night for the show. Looked like it was Looked like it was flowing pretty good during the walk out there. I mean,
I was nervous.
That's street cred,
but it
right
did
there.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you? I'm assuming you
How
guys
was vacation.
It was good.
Were having fun while you were gone.
No, you took a shot at me for vacation, like something about Myrtle Beach or something like that.
I mean, well, I just thought that would be somewhere where you would. That everybody
would
kind of agree.
Right.
That
Myrtle Beach.
I mean, kinda.
Really?
I mean,
okay,
from what I can remember.
I mean,
I've been there numerous times.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good spot.
Putt-putt was more of the
putt-putt was kind of the shot. That
right.
Was taking me. But I'm assuming you and Morgan Wallen know each other from Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I saw him play in front of 1,200 people in a warehouse in like 2019, and
wow.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good for himself.
Does he? How does that work? Does he call you, or do his people call? Like, how do they lock you in for the walkout?
He handles that.
He does. Yeah, it was cool. Gronk did a good job on Saturday night. I mean, he spiked the guitar. I don't know if
you saw
that
did.
Or not. Well, we are. Do you want? By the way, do you want some sort of a walk-up song for this interview every week? Is there?
No,
no,
no. I don't think we have to do that.
You don't. Okay.
Maybe a coffee, but other than that,
we'll get you coffee. What do you want? Black or
Almond Three Splendor?
Okay,
I like the almond.
So we're getting down to it here. Meaningful football in less than 2 weeks. Your first training camp here as a head coach. Are you in the? You in the same mindset as Wiggy and Ty Law, some of the old heads that we hear on our show, that guys, the way training camp is now, you can't hit enough. It's a lot of walkthroughs.
Different. You know, it's different. So I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just telling you, it's different. That's what some of the rules are. That's what the tracking and the science of everything, of the mileage, and just how much they're running, and the pads that you can have on certain amount of days, and just the schedule's different. And so again, we just have to make sure what we know the rules, and then we follow them, and make sure that we're doing everything we can to get them prepared.
Mike,
but it's different.
Mike, it's about the balance, right? I know the balance is different, especially for preseason games. Do you feel like Drake May got enough reps opportunity to? In the preseason to make sure he's able to be prepared and ready to go week one?
Yeah, I mean, I think that through the joint practices with Washington and the volume there and the volume with Minnesota, and again, wanted to get him out there for some action. But then, I think it was all – there's a balance there. There's a balance of, how much you want to go out there and play, but you have to get out there and do a little bit and take some hits and make some throws and stand in a live pocket and all those things.
Mike, when you look back at preseason so far, for you specifically, what's been the most challenging part? Your first season as head coach here, what's the challenge that comes along with that?
Well, I mean, there's something that comes up every day. It's schedule, rain, this, that, the other, travel, guys injured, guys can't go in the morning, adjusting, you know, practice or moving things around. That's the challenge. I think it's just to try to, have some consistent efforts, build a routine, have a flow, I think, to training camp. And I appreciate the fans that came out each and every day. And we try to build a flow and just the daily routine. And now we're switching back to, you know, what we would consider an in-season schedule. So that was a little bit of an adjustment, and that will continue to be one from yesterday to today and moving forward. So I would say that's probably the next challenge, is just getting acclimated to a regular season schedule.
Trevion Henderson said Wednesday that you and the organization have done such a great job of helping them become closer as a group. Are you, do you see that and feel that, and what, you know, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, I think that you just try to invest time in the players and obviously be intentional with building a locker room. I mean, we're going to be together for a long time. This is it's a long season, and we don't, you know, we don't want these to be one-year rentals. We want to try to build something with players and build around them and those pieces. And so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of, you know, again, there's a personal side of this business and a professional side of this business. And, you know, hopefully we don't let those interfere with each other. And but we certainly are trying to be intentional with making connections throughout the building and between players and between coaches and players.
You talk about being intentional. How important is it to have one voice that's echoed throughout the building? I just think to the public comments, I think a week or two ago, where Elliot Wolf said, well, we're willing to trade a first or a second round pick to acquire a talent. It seems like there are multiple people speaking about the direction of the organization. And that struck me as just odd. I would never envision you saying publicly what you would be willing to trade for an asset.
Well, I mean, I think that when you talk about player acquisition, I think it depends. That's a hard question to answer without talking about who that player is. And I think that we have to go to great lengths to improve this team. And those are different options. And if that's through the draft or trading somebody or trading for a player, you know, I'm certainly not going to speak for anybody or Elliot or anybody else, but we will have to make sure that we invest a lot of time into what those decisions are, look at them and then say, is this what's best for the team? And then if it's not, then don't do it. But if it is, you know, then we would have to consider it. So, you know, I just, you know, the one voice or two voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that it's pretty clear that, you know, we're in alignment as an organization, what we want from our players, what we expect, what we want our identity to be, and then we'll go about trying to get there.
I know you don't want to talk about players that are on other teams. Understand that. But players like that, like there are two, maybe three legit playmaker additions that you could add to this football team who seem to be disgruntled. Are you guys working? Is it your philosophy, that the organization's philosophy, you want to go do whatever it takes to go and get somebody who can add to this team right now?
Well, again, we want to continue to strengthen the roster, and I don't know if that's the players that you're talking about or some other players or how that may come about, but I know we have had conversations. We'll continue to have conversations about continuing to improve the roster. And then again, if it makes sense and then we feel like it's advantageous to us, then we'll consider it.
Well, a couple of them can get after the quarterback and one can catch the football pretty well. I won't say no names, but yeah,
thank you.
When you look at this roster, one of the guys that I think a lot of fans and you guys have high expectations for, Steph Diggs. I know we hadn't seen him throughout the whole preseason as far as the games. What's the expectation for him week one?
I mean, that he's ready to go and that he helps, and he helps us on, you know, helps our offense, and that he helps Drake. And again, I think that they're building a connection. I think that there's, you know, we've played a lot of different receiver combinations, and I think that that's been good, whether that be in the red zone yesterday or in the 2-minute drive, and, you know, guys are rolling in there and kind of finding a role. And, you know, so again, I think the expectations are high for all of us, you know, whether it be Steph Diggs or Drake or me or Kyle Williams or anybody out there. know, the expectations, this is professional football. So, but his attitude's been good. He's had a willingness, and I've decided to keep him out of those preseason games that you mentioned.
So that was not – I think one of the great things about being able to interview you is you get to – there's a lot of nonsense that floats around. You get to come on this show and clear it up for all of us. So you deciding to keep him out of games, nothing to do with
– he's gotten a lot of reps. You know what I mean? He's gotten a lot of reps. And
so you're happy with him?
Yeah. I mean, I think where he's at, I mean, he's been able to string days together and, you know what I mean, whether they've held him out of individual and brought him out for team or – I'm just trying to get each guy what they need to be ready for the season.
When you were asked about Jalen Polk last week, you said, you know, rats. Is there a rat problem that you have in the building? Have you figured out
you guys,
where
I
the
love
leaks
how
are?
You guys, I love how you guys take everything I say.
I mean, you say rats. We got to run with it.
We don't have much else
you guys
to talk
get all
about.
Nervous. Yeah. There's rats all over the place.
But
I mean, whether that's in this building, whether that's outside this building, I just love the flow of information, and I just felt inclined, and I was pissed off because we stunk and we couldn't do anything. So I tried to entertain you guys a little bit. I was ready to get home and get back to Foxborough.
So you don't have to smoke them out?
No, I don't think that we'll have to smoke them out. I think we just want to be careful. Again, the information that gets transferred to the media, and again, we always want to do right by the Patriots and his football team. I think that's the most important thing.
How difficult is it to compete when it looks like your first week roster will have only one player from the 2024 draft class? Can you compete when you have one guy from an entire class last year?
Yes.
How much more how difficult is that as an organization to overcome?
I've never even looked at how difficult. It's hard to compete in this league, so however, wherever the roster shakes out at, it's going to be hard to compete. Whether we have 15 guys from a draft class or two or one or none, we'll have a roster and we'll try to figure out the best way to win each and every week, however that is, with whoever we have, just like we've always done.
And how much have you, as a new guy in the organization, scouted and seen what has transpired in the front office and then used that to sort of say, okay, this is who we should have making decisions going forward, given what they did last year in the draft?
No, I haven't looked at that one bit. I haven't paid any attention to that. I've just tried to communicate with Ryan and Elliot and try to figure out who we need, and that's been my focus.
You're talking about Drake May earlier. Some panic when the quarterback is running the football. How do you balance his – I mean, he ran a lot in college. How do you balance that with the need to keep your quarterback healthy?
Well, I mean, I think that you have to be able to use his ability, whether that's to extend plays and, you know, when we drop back and throw it, or by design at times. And, you know, he just has to understand that, you know, that we're not trying to take any unnecessary risk in making sure that he protects himself and gets down and protects the football. And so I think he'll continue to do that. I think we've seen glimpses of that, and I think the more that he does it, the more comfortable he'll get and understand that. But I think you have to be able to use, you know, what he brings in his athleticism.
Mike, what's that relationship like? Because I think a lot of people, like, we look at you and we know what you've been able to accomplish in this league as a head coach. You've been very successful. And I think the relationship between you and Elliot Wolf, what's that relationship like? Because I think that you have a voice, because you wouldn't be in this position without being the Mike Vrabel that you are. It's like, okay, here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Is he on that same page with you?
Yes. I wouldn't get too caught up in that. I mean, okay. We meet every day. We talk. He communicates. We talk through the injuries. We talk to who we need, who's available, what we may have to do here. We met with the players. And when we had to move on from him, we met with him, and both him and I talked to him. We thanked him, and we tried to do it, like I said, as professionally as we could. This is a tough time of year. This really is not an issue for me or going our conversations or how we talk or what we need to get done. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, whether that was in free agency or the draft or now here.
Two specific players, Drake and Will Campbell, have been talked about as kind of having Jekyll and Hyde between joint practices and then the actual preseason games. I always find it interesting. Wiggy says that he learns more about players when it comes to joint practice and how they perform in joint practice instead of the preseason games. Where do you fall there? Where do you get more out of your players and who they could be in the regular season?
Well, I think the games matter. I think they do. I think the live contact and the, you know, the tackling and some things you know, everybody thinks that there's a sack every single play in practice. You know, I love that. You know, I asked a player how many sacks he had in his career. He said five, and I said, "You think you got three in practice today?" I doubt it. So, but that's, you know, that's how it goes. And I think that the joint practices are really good. And I think that when you talk about evaluation, you have to look at everything and who they're going against. And you know, but the games are still important. You know, I mean, I think to be able to do these things under, it's just a different feel, right? The play clock, the operation of everything is a little different than practice.
Speaking of stats, I think for you, preseason, two fights, joint practice wise.
I'm telling you, you haven't been in too many fights because those aren't fights.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wrestling
I love you getting right in there, though. I mean, it's like you're 25 years old again.
I just don't want to see any punches thrown. I think when they go to the ground, I just try to get in there and break it up.
No scarring on the cheek either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You recovered pretty quick on that.
Never hit a guy with a helmet on. I learned that a long time ago when Fred Baxter punched somebody with a helmet and then broke his hand.
Freddie B.
Yeah, Freddie B. You look at this offense and you look at a guy like Will Campbell, and we've talked about this before, his nastiness, what he can do in the run game. I'd like to know how has his progression been and pass protection, right? Because, you know, that is a huge part of especially all offensive linemen, but especially the left tackle who's protecting the blind side. How has his progression been, in your opinion?
It's been good.
All right.
Good.
The thing that we talk about with young players is just starting to build tricks of the trade, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever those are at each position, the craftiness. And that's something that, you know, we talked to Will about and different players, outside linebackers going against some of these other guys and the tricks that they use, whether that's in the pass game or the run game. So just trying to continue to build that that toolbox of just craftiness that mm-hmm. I think help a lot of these guys take the next step, take that jump.
I know you want to win every football game. It's probably a fan media thing that the schedule comes out and we start to predict how many wins. Is that part of your process?
They come in different places. They do.
Okay. So you don't sit there and go, hey, this team ought to be a X amount of win football team. No.
We're undefeated right now.
Do you have an idea of what is a successful season for you?
No, I've never looked at it like that. I think that that there's a growth, that there's a clear identity, that we play to kind of who we are, that we continue to try to, you know, like we said, be good enough to take advantage of bad football if we're doing some of those things. You know, you're going to have to win some close games, right? You're going to have to win some close games in this league, and, you know, we'll have to do that. But I've never looked at what a successful season was. Obviously, we're here to win championships. That's what that goal is. You know, win the division. We've talked about this. Win the division, host home playoff games, and play for championships. So that's our job.
I saw recently one of your media rules for the guys is speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, you asked me. He asked me what Elliot meant, and I said, well, I'm not going to speak for Elliot. I'm going to speak for me. So you guys are interviewing me. I'll answer questions about me and what I think. And if Wiggy's got something to say, he'll say it. And mm-hmm. yeah. I'm not going to say what Wiggy thinks. How the hell do I know what Wiggy thinks?
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
We don't.
I'll let you know.
Nobody knows, so, really.
Well, nobody knows, right? Because
but doesn't that make sense? I don't know. You guys you guys want to speak for me and how I think and everything else.
Listen,
I'll just
speak
for myself.
We dealt with a guy for a lot of years down here who wouldn't say – we try to get him to say one thing during an interview. It was very difficult. So
how were those? I should go back and watch.
It's like pulling teeth. It's like what it was.
The scariest Sunday night into Monday of my life.
How much?
3 years.
How much – when it comes to your –
we have a support group.
Yeah.
Who you are as a coach, how much of that is Bill Belichick? How much of that do you think you learned from Bill?
I mean, quite a bit. Just as I learned a lot from Urban Meyer or Bill Cowher or Bill O'Brien and big BC guys over there.
Yeah.
And
Bill was on the show last week talking about your son being on the staff over there.
Yeah, Tyler's helping out, and he's excited, and I'll tell you, I don't know how much time we have.
We have plenty.
No, I don't know how much time I have. I didn't mean you.
All right, what's the story?
We're here until 10.
I was hoping
you got plenty of time.
I was kind
of
so he says,
I want to come down to the office.
So he's like, after the first scrimmage, I said, how'd it go? He's like, well, you know, we threw the ball okay. We couldn't really run. I said, what was it? He's like, they had some movements and stuff. He's helping out with the O-line. And he's like, the third group really didn't have handle movement very well. And he's like, and the crazy thing is we fall started four times, which I don't know how. We only use the same effing cadence every time. I texted back, welcome to coaching.
O-line's the hardest part for them this season, though.
I said, welcome to coaching, Tyler.
Now he knows what it's like to be on the other side. You know what's interesting, Mike? You bring up and you say you can only talk about you and the identity. What do you want the identity of this team to be? I know you talked to them. What is that?
Well, I mean, I want you to see, I want our fans to see a team that plays together, you know what I mean, that has a playing team defense, that finishes, guys that are finishing around the football. We got O-linemen that are down the field. We have receivers that are, you know, willing to protect the guy with the ball, a team that takes care of the football, that values the football, somebody that, you know, is able to turn the football over and affect the quarterback. And then a team that makes great decisions. I think that those are important when you're out on the field, is that, you know, we don't have guys that are the second guy in, or we're blindside blocking guys intentionally. And, you know, just like, you know, Marcus hit a big return a couple preseasons ago, and we got three guys that are high screening and using the rules and doing it the right way.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time.
It's great to see you.
Well, it's great to see you too. And we'll be back here. You got it every Monday. So just set the date 6:30 a.m.
Okay. And if I'm not here, I'll send Stretch.
All right.
That is Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots. And our conversation with Mike Vrabel is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And we will be right back from Gillette Stadium.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.